Welcome, everyone. Thanks again, Nicholas, Olga, for organizing this event. Contributing organizations like the Hellenic Bankers Association, the Cyprus Chamber. I see a lot of our members, both on the Cyprus Youth Chamber and the Hellenic Bankers here today. One of our past presidents is here at Thassos. As Nicholas mentioned, I'm one of the former presidents of the U.S. Hellenic American Bankers, also director of the Cyprus U.S. Chamber. What I do, I invest in financial technology companies, mostly in the U.S. We have some initiatives to outsource work in Cyprus, especially in the middle office. I see some of my partners here today. We're looking to use local resources in Cyprus to help with the employment. We're looking at the cybersecurity company. We're very impressed. Some of you are users of the systems. Before my introductory remarks, I wanted to thank the organizers, the Capital Link management and staff, and more specifically Nicholas and Olga Bornozis, for making this event possible. If I'm not mistaken, this is the largest investment event on Cyprus in New York City. Before I hand over to today's moderator, Stelianos Dimitriou of Ernst & Young Cyprus, I have a few remarks about the banking and financial services in Cyprus. And Nicholas Bornozis told me to be very brief, like I have one more minute. The history of Cyprus has always been linked to finance, first because of its geography and its link as a key trade route, second because of its natural resources. Originally, it's wine and timber, thousands of years ago, and now it's people. And third, because of its melting of cultures with its Greek heritage and English influence. That gives us the edge, allowing for a strong set of institutions and laws promoting commerce and banking. Today, Cyprus has positioned itself as the home to a growing number of asset managers, many of which seek a new European jurisdiction following the UK decision to leave the European Union. There are already over 160 fund service providers with almost 3 billion euros under management. I would expect this number to be growing, and this panel will address the issues confronting that growth. In order for Cyprus to regain its heritage as the go-to destination for finance in Europe and the Middle East, more than just finance has to be promoted. Think about finance like science. It's a process for correctly allocating capital for the best returns. In today's world, successful finance requires engineering along with business savvy. As I have learned, money goes where it's needed and stays where it's well treated. The recent history of banking reform in Cyprus needs to shift gears and promote economic growth. Finance in Cyprus needs to be more than just a shelter for money or safe haven for cash. Money needs to be put to work. Finance has to become an applied science supporting a booming economy in energy, tourism, technology and shipping. To that end, Cyprus has reformed its intellectual property regime. Thank you to all the ministers and participants for changing these laws, making Cyprus one of the most attractive locations, not only in the European Union, but worldwide. The new regime combines an efficient low-tax system with international protections that are fully compliant with EU directives and regulations, as well as relevant informational IP conventions, providing a Cyprus resident company virtually worldwide protection with minimum tax exposure. It's also worth noting that Cyprus is the largest ship management center in the EU and second largest in the world, and it's home to some of the world's leading names in the global shipping industry. Moreover, it has the 10th largest merchant fleet in the world and the third largest in the EU, which is consistent with what other speakers said, and I'm pleased that the emerging energy sector in Cyprus continues to attract investors. Tourism is also on the rise given the recent investments in infrastructure. Cyprus enjoys one of the top infrastructure for travel and tourism with a new ultra-modern international airport and a network of beautiful marinas. Moreover, it can boast of a large-scale investment in world-class casino and gaming projects made possible by its recent approval integrated casino resort policy. All these growing businesses will drive the importance of the financial sector for Cyprus as it promotes real economic growth. Now over to Mr. Stylianos Dimitriou to moderate the next event. Thank you.